time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update, and we are looking straight at Bruin Point Elementary. We've got Principal Connie Totticini on the line. We're going to talk all about some of the cool things that are going on for the new year out there. Of course, new faces. They've got a year-long theme that we're going to talk about. And then want to invite everybody out for back-to-school night. So let's dive right into it. Principal Totticini, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing well, doing well. Glad to hear it. How are things going the first weekend out at Bruin Point Elementary?
It has been great. It really has. We've started out really well. Have a lot of new students, which is always good to see. And we started with a new theme this year.
And what is the theme for this year at Bruin Point Elementary?
I won't give up. And it comes from Zootopia, actually. So the song by Shakira, Try Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our new theme, is I won't give up. So the kids are learning the song. We watched the movie the first day of school. We got sheriff badges because, you know, sheriffs never give up. And that's Judy Hobbs on Zootopia. So, and then the kids will get prizes if they keep their badges here at school during the year. We'll just randomly select a day, and anybody that has their sheriff's badge will get a prize, and we'll get pictures. And anyway, the kids are really excited, and so are the teachers. So am I.
What kind of brought about the theme? What made you guys think, you know what, we should do a theme this year? And was it something that all the faculty and staff got together and came up with?
No, actually, I was sitting in our admin forum, and we were talking about how to, you know, get the year started well, and it just, one thing that Stacey Basinger said was about having a theme and having something for the beginning of this school year, you know, for the kids to be excited, and then my secretary and I actually came up with it.
And you know what, it is, it's a great theme, it's a great way to live your life, really, too. I had a grandmother that lived to be 90, and that was basically her motto.
Yeah, I won't give up.
Yeah, and so that's great for the kids, and they've always got something, you know, if things aren't going right, they always have that to look back on, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so far, so good. It really has been a good start of the school year.
All right, so you said you've got some new faces there, so I would assume that enrollment's up a little bit, and you've also got new faces as far as your faculty and your staff is concerned, too, I'm sure.
Yes. So last year we lost our second grade teacher. She is going to Uganda to help out in the educational world in a third world country. So very proud of her. That was Josette Wells, and then Mr. Tyler Grundy, who's been with us for a very long time. He moved, and so he took another job in our district out at Sally Morrow. So we missed them both dearly. And then our special ed enrollment was down, so our special ed teacher left as well. So we are sharing with Wellington, so with Mrs. Sharon Manchester's out here. And then so for second grade, we have Natalie Bigelow that's coming to us from Helper, wonderful, wonderful teacher, and Mr. Jared Barker that's coming actually from down where I used to be, and he's in third grade, and it's phenomenal. We've got a really phenomenal staff. And then Miss Valerie Sherwood actually moved from third to fourth grade this year. Got a couple of new paraprofessionals. We have a new preschool teacher, Jennifer Carter. Our preschool enrollment is through the roof. It's wonderful. She's got a new aide, actually. She's not really new. She transferred from here back up to there, so Jessica Stock is back up at the preschool. We do have Miss Brenda Nilsson that's in special ed. We just hired another special ed paraprofessional, but I have to wait until everything clears before I officially announce her. But we're really excited about that. One of our preschool paras is now our kindergarten paraprofessional, Victoria Carter. I'm trying to think who other new faces here. It just seems like we've got a lot of new faces, but we have a lot of returning, phenomenal staff. I'm very blessed. We're very, very blessed up here to have such a wonderful, wonderful staff. And they can read a little bit more about it if they get the East Carbon newsletter, because they'll be featured in that next month.
So plenty of great new faces going on, plenty of people that have been there that are are great people and great teachers as well up there at Bruin Point Elementary.
And I also want to send out a shout out to all of the parents. Thank you so much for everything, for all your support, for getting your kids to school on time, for your kind smiles when you drop your kids off. Just thank you, everybody, all parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, everybody, brothers and sisters, for helping us make it a great start to our school year.
It doesn't work without them, does it?
Nope, it doesn't.
All right. Principal Todicini, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning to give us a shout and let us know what's going on up there, and we'll be talking again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. That's Principal Connie Todicini of Bruin Point Elementary. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.